Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Love with a pure heart. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Since you have purified your souls by obeying the truth through the Holy Spirit in sincere love of the brothers and sisters, love one another fervently and with a pure heart. Love with a pure heart. There is much in today's world that disguises itself or misnames itself as love, but in actuality, it would probably be better to call it lust. This type of love that 1 Peter 1:22 speaks about is the love that is pure and holy in the sight of God. It is a love that is reflective of the love that He has demonstrated for us. It's a sacrificial love, first of all. It gives of itself. And then it is not only a sacrificial love, but it is a love that suffices everything that is needed. The world is not looking for smart people. The world is looking for people that are sincere. Are we sincere in the way we love? Do we love enough to give of ourselves when it hurts to give? When we're tired? When we're stressed? When we are sick, when we feel like all we want to do is crawl into bed and cover our heads, instead we get up and give of ourselves. The older you get, the older I get, I guess probably it would be better to speak personally, the more difficult it is to do things that once seemed trivial. In your late 80s, you do not function like you did when you were in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. That's no excuse. We cannot use an excuse of being aged, older than we were the year before. That's part of life. What can I do with what I have left? That's the important thing. And the Lord has shown me that He has given me the abilities, small as it might be, to sit in front of a computer, to either type out words, and by the way, I do not know how to type, so I have to hunt and peck. And I think, man, I wish I would have been wise enough to take typing when I was a young man. But in a sense, no, I'm glad I didn't, because now it requires something on the part of my own intuitive drive to look at that keyboard and search out each letter as I write it. Much easier to speak than it is to type. And that is one reason why I love the weekend daily devotionals, because for the most part I can speak. I can say through my voice things that if I put them down in writing, I had to use my fingers on the keyboard. But you know what? As I speak this, it makes me realize I am sending out love each day with each of these daily devotionals. I want that to be a love with a pure heart that would touch you right where you are with whatever you need for the moment. May God bless you. Heavenly Father, as these words go out, I pray, Lord, that whoever listens might hear the true spirit of love that I send out over the airwaves, that they might know that They are not alone. They are not riffraff. They are not nothings of the world. They are somebodies in the sight of God. They are special. They have eternity offered to them. And this eternity is offered through the shed blood of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. As they accept and as they begin to share the truth of the Word of God with those around them, there can be a ripple effect. There can be a revival. Revival only happens as we share one with the other. Let there be love with a pure heart for those around us. And I pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.